This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mock, and the Board Lord coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter. Todd Alba, it's Tuesday. He will be right after us, after the noon news, from noon to 2 p.m. And because it's Tuesday, that means Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers.
Ooh.
That's always a lot of fun. Make sure you join him and see what is annoying Mr. Mathers today. What's grinding his gears. That will be with Todd Alba after the noon news. Right now, though, it's 11:52. That means it is time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
And again, if you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us, JaneSays at civicmedia.us. Our friend Andrew from Maine sent this in. Headline reads, ambulance hits Oregon bicyclist, rushes him to hospital, then sticks him with an $1,800 bill.
We're coming to America. That just sounds like the most American thing ever.
71-year-old William Hesch was riding his bicycle when he got hit by an ambulance. It turned into him.
So the ambulance's fault.
It is the ambulance's fault. Fractured his nose, left him with scrapes and other injuries all across his body. He's filed an almost $1 million lawsuit against the ambulance provider after it scooped him up, took him to the hospital, and then billed him.
Yeah. Sounds like the most American thing ever.
Mr. Hesch was billed $1,862 for the ambulance ride. That's only among the $47,000 in medical expenses he's already racked up so far, and another $50,000 worth of medical costs he expects down the road. The Columbia River Fire and Rescue declined to comment.
Shocking.
Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company also did not respond to a request for a comment. This is from OregonLive.com. According to the lawsuit, Mr. Hesch was pedaling through a small town in October of 2022. He and the ambulance were going the same direction on a street that's a mixture of homes and businesses. The ambulance turned to make a right turn onto another street and crashed into Mr. Hesch, destroying his bicycle. And again, which then the ambulance scooped him up after they hit him, took him to the hospital, and then billed him for the ride.
Hey, folks, if you get hit by an ambulance, make sure before they take you to the hospital that you got full coverage and the hospital you're going to is in network.
But according to the police reports, the driver who struck Mr. Hesch, they were only going between 2 and 10 miles an hour. So it's not like they were racing to an emergency.
No.
They just weren't paying attention.
They weren't paying attention. But 10 miles an hour in a car can do some serious damage to someone
on
a bike or on foot. And I'm just hoping that in this story, that's part of like the procedure where you have to like, in order to get your, like in order to get my insurance money, I have to sue you, Aunt Stephanie. That's the story. But still,
like, I don't know how you can even remotely justify charging him for this ride.
No, well,
he wouldn't have needed the ride if you hadn't hit him.
Your insurance, probably going to go up because of this, and it would like, you know, like the idea that everything in their business will be raised, their premiums, their liability, all that stuff because you hit them. Give the guy a free ride at least.
Absolutely.
So
we will try and keep you informed on how this lawsuit goes.
Yeah.
Hopefully
I smell a settlement.
I think you're absolutely right. And thank you again to Andrew from Maine for sending that in. That wraps up today's episode of...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Oh, man. Didn't see that coming, edition. On the way for tomorrow, Angela Lang is going to be here from BLOC.
Yes, Black Leaders Organizing Our Communities. Cannot wait to hear from her. She's got a lot of thoughts on what happened in the race, a lot of thoughts on what's been, and probably a good place to listen to someone who, what to do to decompress after something like this as well.
Definitely. Brittany Merlot will be here with a little weather and wine at 11:21. Public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. And again, we will wrap it up just like we did today with what we are calling TISBET for short. This Shouldn't Be a Thing. A couple of questions we wanted to resolve before we head over to the news. A listener had asked how long Eric Hovde has to ask for a recount. Mm-hmm. We're seeing two different dates. One was November 20th, one was November 22nd.
Yeah.
So we know he does still have a little of time if he wants to challenge those results. But again, it's my understanding that because of the closeness of the race, if he wants a recount, he's going to have to pay for it himself.
And now I'm seeing another story no later than Saturday the 23rd. So,
which is it?
I know. Make it make sense, people. Well, so basically, he has until the end of next week.
End of next week.
Yeah.
The great Hovdini. No one has seen him. We'll keep an eye out for him. I hope you will, too. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers and everyone across Civic Media. Without you, absolutely nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today, even if it's just a little bit or a snort, and you have the chance to share it. News is next. Keep it here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.